on Saturday night, and now it is already almost the next Saturday. Time is moving fast, like how we sighted the moon of Ramadan. Just now we'll be looking for the moon of Eid. When we look at the moon now, we can see that the moon is already half. Quarter of this Mubarak month has already depleted. Just now the moon will be complete. We'll see the 14th full moon, and half this month will be over. And then the moon will be getting smaller, and this month will disappear as well. And Eid will be on our doorstep. So this auspicious month is right in front of us. It is up to us how we utilize this time and how we maximize in this auspicious month. Time waits for no person. Time is the greatest capital of man. There's no greater capital, there's no greater resource that insan has greater than time. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time also. Wal asr, by the qasam of time. No person is allowed to take a qasam on anything besides Allah. But Allah takes qasam on important aspects, things of value and things of pondering. So Allah starts the surah Wal Asr, a short surah in the Quran Sharif. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah mentions that if there was no other surah revealed, then this surah alone was sufficient for the hidayat of mankind. The importance of time. So many Ramadan have come and many Ramadans will come, but we don't know whether we will be around for the next Ramadan. So we need to introspect and we need to ponder and reflect over how are we utilizing this month that's in front of us. How are we utilizing this month? Are we capitalizing on this month? Are we fulfilling the real right of this month? We understand the value of this month. We understand how great this month is. What virtues this month contains. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a sermon at the beginning of Ramadan. One day before Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a sermon. And in the sermon, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained the virtue of this month. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Shahrun azim, that this is a great month. Shahrun mubarak, this is a month of barakat. There is blessings in this month. Fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. In this month there is a night of Laylatul Qadr. And this night is greater than 1,000 months. One act of virtue that a person does on this month, it will be multiplied to such a great extent. That person who will feed a fasting person in this month, he feeds a fasting person, then the reward for this, kana maghfiratan lidhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar. This will be a means of his forgiveness. Allah will forgive him. It will be a means of freeing him from the fire of Jahannam. And together with that, he will get the reward of that fasting person's fast, without that person's fast, the reward of his fast decreasing in any way. He will get the full reward of that person's fast, person who feeds a fasting person. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, not all of us has the means to feed a fasting person. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this reward is for a person who even gives one date to a fasting person to break his fast, or he gives him one sip of water also, or he gives him one sip of milk also. This is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give the fasting person. The environment is conducive. We can feel that inner strength that is developed within a fasting person. How easy it is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How easy it is to make dhikrullah. How easy it is to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The environment becomes conducive. تُصَفَّدُ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The rebellious shayateen are chained and locked up in this month, so that they cannot do what they would do out of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks the shayateen in this month, so that it becomes easy for the fasting person. تُفَتَّحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The doors of Jannah are flung open. وَتُغَلَّقُ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. And the doors of Jahannam are locked tight. This way, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Jahannam is a no-go zone. There's no entrance here. There's only a road to Jannat now. So the environment has become conducive. That person who will give a fasting person a sip of water to drink, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْذِي شَرْبَةً لَا يَذْمَأُ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person a sip of water from my house, Kawthar, after which he will never become thirsty. A person who does one nafil act in this month, then he will get the great reward of doing a farz also. That person who will do a farz act, then he gets the reward of 70 fara'id. So we understand how great this month is. The fasting person is special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the fasting person, and Allah loves the fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. That fasting is for me, and I will personally give the reward for fasting. According to some muhaddithin, this is read as wa ana ujza bihi, that I am the reward for the fasting person. So the fasting person is a special person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the fasting person. Even the bad smell that emanates from the mouth of the fasting person, this is more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than musk. So he might find it detestable, he might find it difficult that his mouth is emanating a smell, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling, and Allah is saying that even this is beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month is an extremely great month. There's a lot of virtue in this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special grace and mercy descends in this great month. Shahrun Mubarak, Shahrun Azim. It is a great month, it's a month full of barakat. So how are we utilizing this month? How are we capitalizing on this month? This is the important question that we need to ask ourselves. And if we study the lives of our pious predecessors, then we will find that they valued every second of this month. Every second of this month was utilized to the maximum. They utilized every second because they understood the value of this month. It is mentioned that Imam Shafi'i and Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, they would make two khatams of the Quran Sharif daily. In every day of Ramadan, they would make two khatams of the Quran Sharif. Approximately 60 khatams of the Quran Sharif for the month of Ramadan. Aswad bin Yazid rahimahullah, he would make a khatam every second day. He was reading 15 juz of the Quran Sharif daily. Another tabi'i, his habit was that he would read 10 juz of the Quran Sharif daily for the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan. And for the last 10 nights of Ramadan, he would make one khatam of Quran Sharif daily. They maximized on the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. They really valued the opportunity and they tried to maximize and exert themselves to the maximum, to gain the maximum from the month of Ramadan. Shaykhul Hind rahimahullah, it was his habit that after Taraweeh Salah, he would engage the entire night in Nawafil Salah. The entire night he would engage in Nawafil Salah. And he would listen to different hufaz, one after the other, in recitation of the Quran Sharif. The entire night he would spend like this. Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri rahimahullah, his habit was that the entire day and night, every moment that he had spare, he would engage in the recitation of the Quran Sharif. He dedicated his entire day and night to the tilawat of the Quran Sharif to such an extent that he could not even bear to correspond with people. He closed all his correspondence with whoever had affiliation with him. He closed all his correspondence. It was a known thing that he would not correspond, he would not communicate with people in the month of Ramadan. Only a few special attendants would be allowed to sit with him for the duration of one cup of tea at a certain time after Taraweeh, etc. But that was it. Besides that, all his time he had dedicated to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And if we study the lives of our pious predecessors, read Fazail-e-Amal, open the kitabs like Ab Biti, and we will find how our pious predecessors, Mullah Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, Hazrat Sheikh Rahimahullah, how they maximized and what fervor and what enthusiasm they embraced the month of Ramadan with. And then we can introspect and see within ourselves, are we really appreciating the month of Ramadan? So this is a month of Quran. The month of Ramadan has a special link with the Quran Sharif. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that this is the month of Ramadan wherein the Quran Sharif was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Sama'i Dunya in one go in the month of Ramadan, and then from there bit by bit it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the span of 23 years. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Sama'i Dunya. And all the other scriptures as well were revealed in the month of Ramadan. Dawood alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, all their scriptures were sent down to them in the month of Ramadan, showing the special link of the month of Ramadan with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a special link. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to dedicate our time to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. This is Shahrul Quran, this is the month of the Quran. It is also mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan would read the entire Quran Sharif to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this month. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would listen to the recitation of Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan. So there is a special link of Ramadan with the Quran Sharif. Let us try and maximize and utilize every moment that we have to recite the Quran Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And this is a month of dua. A month of Ramadan is a month of dua also. We need to exert ourselves and utilize the moments that we have in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in supplicating for ourselves, our family, our needs, our near and dear ones, the ummah at large, because this is a month of dua. The fasting person is a special person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts the dua of a fasting person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three people whose du'as are readily accepted in the sight of Allah. As-sa'im hatta yuftir. One is that person who is fasting until he breaks his fast. His du'a is readily accepted in the sight of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains al-imam al-adil, the just ruler, and da'watul mazloom, the du'a of a person who is oppressed. So the fasting person is a person whose du'a is readily accepted. Let us not miss this opportunity where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We don't have to be in the masjid and we don't have to raise our hands. Dua happens from the heart. Yes, special dua, special care in dua is that a person faces the qibla and he sits in tashahud position and he raises his hands and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not restricted to that. Dua can be made at any given moment in time, in any place, from the heart of a believer, a person can make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us utilize every moment that we have spare in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَهُ دَعْوَةً مُسْتَجَابَةً. That the fasting person, there is a special dua, there is a special moment of dua, that his dua will be readily accepted. Nobody knows where that special moment is, but every day of Ramadan, there is a special moment wherein if a person strikes that moment, then his dua will be readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially at the time of iftar, this is the time of dua. It's a special moment that great emphasis is placed upon, wherein the dua of a person is accepted. So let us try and utilize that time in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua at this special moment. At least, at the very least, let us read the du'as of breaking the fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us beautiful du'as for breaking a fast. Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa ala rizqika aftartu fataqabbal minni. With the meaning in mind that Allah, oh Allah, we have kept this fast for your sake. Laka sumtu wa bika amantu, and we believe in you. Wa bika amantu wa ala rizqika aftartu, and the sustenance is provided by you also, and we are enjoying the sustenance which you have provided. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. So the main thing is that, oh Allah, you accept this fast from me, because if you don't accept this fast from me, then this fast is worthless. The main thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must accept our ibadat. So this is a beautiful dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. There are many other du'as that are recorded as well. We will find in the books of du'as, in the Masnoon, in the du'as, Sunnah du'as books, we will find different du'as that are narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ. So let us read these du'as as well at the time of iftar, together with enjoying the iftar. Let us remember to read these du'as at the time of iftar, because it's a special moment. And last but not least, this is a month of taqwa. The whole purpose of the month of Ramadan is so that a person can attain taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That fasting was prescribed upon you for the purpose that you will attain taqwa. In other words, the fast is not only meant for staying hungry. That's not the purpose of fasting. What would Allah do with our hunger? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nothing to do with our hunger. Therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. That many a fasting person, he gets only hunger from his fast. He did not get any other benefit from his fast. Because in that fast, he was not particular about obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His salah was not being read on time. He was not looking after his eyes. He was not looking after his tongue. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَصَوْمُ جُنَّةِ مَا لَمْ يَخْرُقْهَا. That fasting is a shield. The muhaddithin explained, it is a shield from Jahannam. It is a shield from Shaytan. As long as the person doesn't break this shield, مَا لَمْ يَخْرُقْهَا. As long as he doesn't break this shield. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does this mean, that as long as he doesn't break the shield? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lies and backbiting. This is the thing which will break that shield of fasting. In other words, he will get no reward for his fast, because the purpose of fasting is not to remain hungry. Rather, the purpose of fasting is that a person can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as though a person is going through a training, that in the other parts of the year, he is allowed to eat and drink and engage in halal relations with his wife. But now in the fasting period, he is even prohibited from engaging in these halal activities. So when he can do this and he can refrain from halal in the month of Ramadan, then how difficult can it be for a person to refrain from haram in the other parts of the month? So make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make a firm pledge, the first, the stepping stone to attaining taqwa, which is the whole purpose of this month, is to first make tawbah. We have to make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a resolve and a resolution that whatever sins that I am involved in, whatever sins I am caught up in, then today I am making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I make a firm pledge that whatever is the means of this sin, I will move away from that sin. So the month of Ramadan is not meant for sin to become to be put on pause. Rather, the month of Ramadan came to eradicate that sin from our lives completely. So that sin needs to be deleted completely. It needs to be removed completely from our lives. Then that tawbah will be a real tawbah. The tawbah will only be a real tawbah if a person makes a firm resolution and he takes the steps to remedy the situation with true regret and remorse in his heart. He makes a firm resolve that I will not go back to that sin. Then only his tawbah is a true tawbah, and then that tawbah will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.